This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. It's the Hannah Whitten Show. Dan just like jumped out of his seat.
The thing is, I've got headphones on now, and that was very loud. Even though I was expecting it.
He fully jumped out of his seat. That was
Which
amazing.
You can see if you watch the live stream. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Am I just plugged?
Kind of. Oh. It will be. There'll be snippets of video on social media after,
go.
And we will be live on Facebook Live for the last half an hour of the show.
How
for
exciting.
Drunk Advice.
Oh, good.
So speaking of Drunk Advice, get your questions in now if you need advice. Oh, also, this is Daniel J. Layton.
Hi. Oh, yeah, I've been here before. I am apparently the first repeat guest.
First repeat guest. And actually,
what privilege.
The last time Dan was on the show, it was a pre-record. So it's new because
it
this
could
is
all go
live.
Wrong.
Yeah. It went terribly last time. There was so much we had to edit out. It was just awful. The one main thing that I remember from the show that we did together was my awful segues.
Oh, they were quite dreadful. Yeah, you did a really really bad job with those.
But like, by the end of the show, because you picked up on how bad they were, I like was trying to make them really bad.
I absolutely believe that. That sounds
like
accurate.
Like I was trying to... No one can see your face rolling your eyes.
There is a camera near... When I'm at work, right, at the bookshop, at the end of the till, up to the top, is a security camera that they can see in the office. So I fully do office turn to camera, roll my eyes and stuff, in case my manager's watching.
Just in case someone's making a documentary about your work life.
Well, Donald Trump might be watching. Obama is the one who does the wiretapping, isn't it? So,
fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Is it a meme
just
yet?
Just sort of turn off your microwaves, guys. Because microwaves are cameras now, apparently.
Oh, God.
Did you see his mate be like, I'm not Inspector Gadget, so I don't know anything? And I was like, of course you're not. He's a fictional detective.
Oh, I love an Inspector Gadget.
I watched the movie recently.
Does it hold up?
God, no. Jack and I were flicking through Now TV and just like, oh, what should we watch? And then... it just flicked up. I said, well, obviously we're watching Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
75 minutes long. And I would cut so much of it out. trimmed out. It was going to originally be like 2 hours long and they trimmed it to 75 minutes. What did they lose?
Yeah, that's insane. Is the main woman in it got like red curly hair?
Yeah, she's Carrie Fisher's sister.
Oh. Mm. Did not know that.
Dearly departed Princess Leia. Sorry to bring it down.
I know, just really brought it down just then. So, a few of you tweeted saying that, must be Daniel J. Layton on FUBAR Radio because they're playing Janet Jackson.
It wasn't even me.
I know, it was the boys before that played that. And
We were in the room next door and I just had to stop Hannah and be like, no, we mustn't move.
They're playing Janet. I know that beat. But I'm sure you can expect more Janet.
Good.
Later.
You definitely can.
You definitely
Spoiler
can.
Spoiler alert, hour two.
Yeah.
Stick around.
If you do want to share your thoughts and tweet us and all of that good stuff, you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com.
Oh, you have your own email.
That's lovely. It's my personal FUBAR email. But if you also want to get your questions in for Drunk Advice later, those are the places to go.
Yes.
hannah@fubarradio.com.
Don't just
at FUBAR Radio.
Do pigeon mail.
No, we will not get that today.
Could you imagine if a carrier pigeon just hit the window?
Doof!
Yeah.
We're like, oh, someone needs help.
Oh, it's this pigeon has...
Here's a piece of advice.
A question.
Yeah. God. The last time you were on the show, we had a whole bunch of different games.
Yes, we did. Oh, so we've got new games
We've
this
got
time.
New games. So the only, like, repeat things that you will have played before is the drunk advice.
Yeah.
Which this will be your third time.
I know.
Because you were You were in, like, the third or the fourth video.
A pioneer.
Of Drunk Advice as well. Like, way back in, like, what was it, 2014, 2015?
2015.
Probably,
yeah. I just started being a YouTuber again.
Brilliant. wait, do you want to talk about that? Can you talk about that?
No.
Oh,
yet.
God damn you. Fine.
Tune in next month.
Yeah, exclusive. Oh, secret projects.
We know things that you don't know.
Oh, mysteries.
I'm not writing a book. Yet.
Oh, God. If you did write a book, what would it be about?
I want my book to win the Booker Prize. Okay. I want my YouTuber book to... Oh, my God, there's another YouTuber. Oh, my God, this is one of the most lyrical, beautiful pieces of prose I've ever written in my life. It would be fiction.
I believe
I do fiction.
You. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Love a good bit
I don't
of
feel like I could do life advice, because, first of all, what else could I add? Second of all, I ain't got my own life together, let alone trying to help everyone else's.
A non-fiction book doesn't necessarily have to help people.
A cookery book.
Yeah!
Non-fiction book doesn't have to help people. Okay, I'll do the opposite. I'll tell them how to ruin everything.
Yeah, why not?
Good.
I love that.
Yeah.
Also, I was going to say something about fiction books. Oh, yeah. My manager said to me the other day, he's like, oh, Hannah, would you be interested in writing fiction? Like, as a...
You've just written a book.
As a future thing. As, like, next...
So you've got your foot in the book writing door.
Yeah, but I'm like... Oh, could I write fiction? I've not done, like, creative writing since GCSE English.
Well...
Like, what the hell? And then... And also, I feel like if I were to write fiction, I just automatically assumed that my manager was, like, talking about me writing YA.
Right.
And I was like, I don't really want to write a YA novel. Like,
Why not?
Like, I love reading it, but I just don't think I've got it in me.
Right.
And then he was just like, yeah, but, like, what about erotic fiction? And I was like... Yes!
The great thing about
imagine that's my, like, career move.
I've written one book about healthy sexual relationships, and now I'm going to write a series about a very... All erotic fiction novels have unhealthy sexual relationships at the beginning. This is my
all of them.
Well, I don't know. I've literally read well, about 20. You've read the full 50 Shades.
I read the first one. Yeah.
How?
For Banging Book Club.
Yeah, but still, how?
For Banging Book Club.
Right, just really persevering.
Just really, just like, this is for my feminist book club podcast.
Sylvia Day and stuff.
No.
Well, those are like, they've all got great titles. Mm.
Well, I interviewed this woman. She runs this blog, Molly's Daily Kiss.
Good.
And she is like a sex writer and is in like a sub-dom relationship. And I interviewed her for the podcast as well to kind of be like, okay, that was 50 Shades, but like, what is a real sub-dom relationship like and whatever. And then she gave me like loads of recommendations of erotic fiction writers. So I've got a reading list.
Good, okay.
Gonna do my research.
What would your... Right,
check out the market.
The erotic novels all have titles that have recurring... So 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker.
Yeah.
Darker, everything's... And then there's like Bared to You, Bound to You, Saved by You.
Oh,
right?
God.
What would your theme title be?
I mean, surely it's like doing it.
Right.
Done it.
Done it. Finished it. Passed it.
Yeah. And then...
Over it.
Oh, that...
Starting
what was
it again.
This was a funny thing that happened. I was talking to, I can't remember who said this. I'm going to like pretend that it's me, but credit to whoever said this to me because I can't remember what it was. But I was saying like, first book, doing it. And then like imagine doing a book about like breakups or whatever. Mm. And so it'd be like doing it, breaking up. And then whoever said it was just like, oh, that's like... setting it up perfectly for a trilogy, and the third book is just called Settling.
Oh, great. I like that. That's good. There is a relationships book that we sell that is called... It's called A Breakup Because It's Broken.
I've heard wonderful things about
right,
that book.
But my favourite thing about that book is it appears to be written by a married couple, so I can't help but see it and be like, smug bastards.
You know, it's written by...
We can swear, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
It's written by the same guy who wrote He's Just Not That Into You, which is also a great book. Terrible film. Great book.
I remember seeing the film and going like, yeah, all right, they've got Jennifer Aniston in it, so that's
fine.
Yeah,
the film's a bit weird because the film... Like, the book is a self-help book, and then the film is just, like, a bunch of fiction stories.
Is it also one that I saw on the same shelf, like, What Women Should Know About Men? And I was like, come on, right, Jesus, come on then. And I opened it, and I was like, no, that's actually fairly accurate. And put that back. I wasn't ready for that.
I really hate it when gendered stereotypes are true.
Yeah, there's
a
lot of them.
I really hate it when they're true. So sad. We just went on a massive tangent.
We did.
I was going to tell you what's coming up on today's show.
Please do.
So we have Drunk Advice later, Facebook Live. Don't forget to tune in and tweet us your questions. Songs about sex, Dirty Talk, Asking for a Friend, and Position Impossible.
Can you note a theme among Hannah's show?
I mean, I'm Hannah Whitten.
Yeah, it's fair.
It's the Hannah Whitten show. What do you expect?
Sexpect, more like...
Yeah.
Play the next one.
Exactly.
Get on with it. Let me go away.
Okay, so you have been on this show before, and normally what we do is we initiate people onto the show by searching their name in Urban Dictionary.
Good, yeah.
But you've been on this show so long ago, I actually can't remember what Dan or Daniel is in Urban Dictionary. So
neither can
you
I.
Remember?
But can we just note what is on the front page of Urban Dictionary at the moment?
Yeah, today's selected phrase is...
Lucky sock. Which is a sock that teenage boys use to masturbate. Can I say here and now I've never masturbated into a sock or any other item of clothing?
Do they put the sock on top?
Yeah, like you just put it on your
thing. Just keep it clean.
Or just it's something to go into.
Yeah, well, you might as well just use a condom.
That's called a posh wank.
Posh wank, yeah.
Good.
Ridiculous. And then it's got, I just got done using my lucky sock. Now I'll use it again.
No.
And then hashtag sock, hashtag lucky, hashtag dick,
hashtag penis,
hashtag masturbate, hashtag jizz,
hashtag
sperm.
Great. Good.
There was this great article that Heat World did a little profile on me.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And they tweeted it.
Torso of the Week.
Was that what it is?
No. Do you remember Torso of the Week?
No,
I was
like, what? It's not my torso.
No.
It wasn't my torso. I don't remember that.
Do you not? It was just like, here is a famous male celebrity with his top off.
Oh, great.
It was objectifying. I didn't really appreciate it.
Objectifying men.
Yeah, thank you.
But the picture that they used was like a headshot of me, and then they put like loads of speech bubbles of like, you know, things that are classic Hannah Whitten things to say. And I can't remember what two of them were, but one of them was peen.
You say that all the time.
Peen.
We can't stop you saying peen. You got it tattooed on
great.
You.
Great. It was just so great.
Let's look at my name.
Do you want to do Dan or Daniel first?
Let's do Daniel.
Daniel. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Da, 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 da. Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
This let's
is
do
a,
Dan.
This is a fucking essay. Let's do Dan.
Yeah.
And then if we can be bothered, we'll read out that one after the next song. Here we go.
There we go.
This one's shorter.
Oh, yeah. I remember. This is accurate.
Okay. A man of unusual humour. Mm. Consistently finding strange and lewd comments
oh, wait, hang on.
Amusing and or entertaining in a way as to provoke violent and uncontrolled outbursts of, okay, of laughter. Not right. not like not just, violent just behaviour.
I'm not inciting violence.
Yeah. And then the Dan could not control him, his mirth what as he viewed the movie Old Schools, lewd comedy.
Can I misread this. Originally I just thought it meant that I was like quite funny. No, I've never laughed at Old School.
Mm.
Never seen Old School, in fairness, but lewd comedy is never funny.
I don't know what that is. I want to read out the other one.
It's a long one.
But I'm going to read it out, like, after this song. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Oh!
What you can see can hurt you, they say. But I've been blind too many times before. Never see it coming your way. Shadows and secrets hide. Give me the bright lights of the dance floor to shine inside this broken heart of mine. The way you move, I'm forgetting all the ghosts in my mind. Just say your mind and stay.
I didn't know this song existed.
That's a fucking classic. I'm sorry, it's incredible.
I heard, like, on the grapevine somewhere that, like,
Steps are back.
I hadn't heard the actual music, and mm-hmm. that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going on tour.
They're going on tour at the end of the year. And they're
doing
that.
Are you getting tickets then?
Yeah, I think they go on sale tomorrow, and I'm like, ready.
I'm trying to remember, like, Steps. I definitely had Steps on, like, cassette tape.
Oh, yeah, I had, like, Step 1, Steptacular, Buzz, and then...
Oh, I do not remember. Is this all just, like, in your memory somewhere?
Steps, right. Okay, when I was growing up, Steps were my best one. So there was the Spice Girls, and then the Spice Girls went away.
So S Club 7 were my faves.
See, me and manager Josh had this conversation. He's like, S Club 7 are definitely better. I'm like, no, because Steps are, like... Steps music is like a theatre show. It's mad. If you listen to Steps now,
yeah,
they're incredible. Like, the melodies and the lyrics. Deeper Shade of Blue, mate. Deeper Shade of Blue. I remember the dance routine and everything.
The dance routine.
Fully. When I was young, I had the video of Steps' tour.
Yeah.
And I would dance along with it. Good. Yeah.
I love this. When we do Facebook Live later, will you give us
a little dance routine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A bit of tragedy.
Oh my god. Katie has tweeted in saying, "I got up at 3:30 a.m. for this. You better be grateful."
Well, we are.
We are
but
very
also,
grateful.
You were under zero obligation to do that.
Also, where is that? Where in
it's
the world?
Be Australia. Or that.
Or
end.
The other way. Or oh, must be like maybe Aussie. Maybe it's Aussie. Yeah.
Oi,
and
oi,
then
oi.
And then Hannah as cats. Has tweeted a picture of us because you've got a Daniel.
I have a Daniel as dogs, which happened on this show.
It happened on this show.
Oh, memories.
Beautiful.
Makes me happy every day.
Tweeted a picture of a cat and a dog. I love it.
The best dog. I am a Labrador. I'll take that.
I wonder what cat I'd be if I was a cat.
A
don't even.
Scraggly one.
Sure, I'll take it. I will take it. Okay, where were we? We were reading out what Daniel means.
I'd rather talk more about Steps. But we can do this too.
Let's just. Read the first one, then. For the first bit. This is a difficult name to define because it defies many boundaries of human perception.
People often say that about
me, let
yeah.
alone various languages. One of the closest translations that experts give is God.
Fair.
Or many other variations of that general idea.
So Daniel is God.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
It says other definitions are thought to be like other things for God
Chuck
and then
Norris.
Chuck Norris. Oh, God. Daniel is so powerful.
Yeah, no, that's accurate. Yeah, all this is true.
Yeah.
I didn't write this, by the way.
This is really weird.
Yeah. I think someone who wrote this is called Daniel.
Maybe.
But you see, another
one,
yeah.
This one is easy. The coolest, most awesome person you'll ever meet. He's cute and funny. He's the best friend / boyfriend a girl could ever have.
Tell everyone.
And then it just says sexy, amazing Daniel.
That's true. That's all true.
I think
that's
this
very
person
accurate.
Must have been dating a Daniel.
Or is one. It's just
is,
really sad.
Or is one. Please, someone date me. Please. Oh, sad times. Did you go see S Club 7 when they were on top?
See, I'm not like a massive S Club.
See, I got tickets.
Right.
And then I couldn't make it and I had to give them to my friend.
That's more stressful than not getting tickets at all.
Yeah.
Being nearly there.
So close.
Yeah.
Yet so far.
I had tickets for Michael Jackson and then he died. Yeah. Which is a little bit worse than S Club.
That's a bit different.
Yeah.
Also, like, Joe is kind of racist now.
Is
so,
he?
No, Joe, she.
Oh, she was on...
She was on Big Brother and she said some, like, racist things
too. No, it's
too.
John, isn't it? Is the guy from S Club.
Yes, there is a John. I think it's like...
He's looking for romance.
Yeah. Whilst Paul's getting down on the floor and Hannah's screaming up for more.
Didn't they date, Paul and Hannah?
So, weirdly enough, this is what I heard.
Yeah. They're getting down on the floor and screaming out for more fair play.
Oh
good
God.
For them.
Well,
that, good
oh
for them. No, she was God. She was on that one with Shilpa Shetty, wasn't she? Joe.
What?
Joe on Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah the Bollywood actress who ended up winning it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or with Jermaine Jackson.
And then everyone hated her, and I think Jade Goody as well. And
Danielle Lloyd. I remember it well.
Danielle Lloyd.
Yeah.
What's that name? She was on it, but who is she? I reckon
she's like, she used to go out with Teddy Sheringham. She's a footballer's wife kind of thing.
Right, got it.
Now she's just in magazines.
Do they still do Celeb Big Brother?
Yeah, like twice a year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who watches it?
I watched one series recently. It had the one with Katie Hopkins in it.
Katie Hopkins was in it.
Katie Hopkins
what
was in
happened?
It with Katie Price, Michelle Visage from Drag Race, Perez Hilton.
Oh God!
It was quite a good series. Like, and also I had this theory going in that Katie Hopkins is a hired mouth. Like, she's not half of these views aren't hers. She's just paid to be that way,
to be provocative.
Yeah, and then that kind of bore fruit in the show. Like, she seemed like a human, but then has come out and just been worse than ever. So I don't let her off anymore.
No.
Yeah.
That's mental.
Yeah.
I've always said that if there were no cameras and it wasn't broadcasted, I would love to do a Big Brother-esque kind of thing.
Kind of defeats the point.
I know. I just love the experiment idea of it and all the challenges that they did.
I couldn't tell you now, and I would definitely turn it down because I loved it so much when I was growing up.
Yeah, no, I was obsessed with it.
Yeah. Such a good show. But it was, and then it became a parody of itself, and it's like...
It was great when they had just normal people in the house
who
became interesting just because everyone is interesting. Yeah. Like,
exactly. It's like, how do these people live together?
Yeah.
And then suddenly Jade Goody got millionaire famous and everyone was like, great, I'm going to go into Big Brother to be famous.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, great, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch fame hungry people. Oh.
What's happening?
New tweet.
Oh, Rebecca says, Daniel J. Layton and Hannah Witten on FUBAR Radio are super helping me get through a productive writing session.
Give us credit.
Yeah.
Credits
for
that.
We want to see writing
credits.
Also,
can you do that? So when I was at uni, I would put on the news to, keep me company when I was writing.
Oh.
But I can't focus on things now when people are talking to me.
No, I can't do it if I have to be, like, actively listening.
Yeah.
To anything to, like, understand it. Often, if I'm trying to get into, like, productive writing mode, the main thing that I will listen to is, like, soundtracks.
Yeah, right, okay.
So...
Yeah, some soundtracks are really good.
Phantom of the Opera soundtrack has been my main one recently. And actually, through writing my book, Phantom of the Opera and Wicked, I just listened to
those. Phantom of the Opera is getting you into sexy movies. Good to talk about sex?
Oh, right. Like, I was like, I don't listen to it before I have sex.
Could you imagine having sex to the Phantom of the Opera? Sing for me!
Angel of music.
Well, in a way, you are making the music of the night.
Phantom of the Opera is about, like, an abusive relationship. But cool.
It's about a sort of tremendously scarred man.
Yeah, who tricks this poor woman into believing that he is the, like, angel of her dead father.
Yeah.
And kidnaps her.
In order to have his way.
Spoilers!
There's more to the show. That's the first act.
Like, then there's some opera.
Some casual opera. And then halfway through there's, like, a rock track, which is fine.
And then a chandelier for people, yeah, like, get
hurt. It's a good show.
It's a great show.
I've only seen it once.
From the Urban Dictionary definition of Daniel, Dan as dogs, Layton as dogs, has tweeted # Daniel is God and tweeted the picture when Dan was Jesus.
When I was, or just am?
When you were, like, in your true attire.
My true form.
Yeah, rather than, like, you know.
I try and play it down.
You play it down. You wear, like, civilian clothes.
Yeah, but that's how I relax at home.
In robes
with celestial music playing in the background. I'm gonna that little cheeky retweet.
Just gonna go on the Twitters and do a little cheeky retweet.
Do a little retweet.
Are you ready for a fun little section? Fun little game.
No, I don't.
We're gonna play it anyway. So there's a section called book plug or butt plug.
Great.
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah. So this game came about because I liked the name of it and wanted to create a game around the name.
Right.
And I also wanted an excuse to plug my book.
Good.
On every show.
We have a book. What's it called?
It's called Doing It. It's out on the 6th of April.
Where can you buy it?
Amazon, Book Depository.
No. Book Depository is fine.
Yeah, Book Depository. I mean, it's still owned by Amazon.
Well.
Yeah, everything
is owned
by Amazon.
Where else can you buy it?
Probably Waterstones.
Yeah, physical bookshops.
Physical ones. There's some in Margate.
Mm.
Currently, right now.
Flood Margate to buy Hannah Witten's book.
If you live in Kent. Because I went to Margate last weekend and I did an event. And basically the publishers sent some advance copies to the shop of the Turner Contemporary, which is like an art gallery. And so they had some copies of my book in there and I bought my own book and it was a bit of a moment.
Did you sign some?
Yeah, I signed all of them were in there.
Yeah. What's that like? I always imagine signing my book would be a moment.
Yeah, no, I had a moment. I was like, please boomerang this for me.
Instagram husband.
Yep. Okay. Right. So book plug or butt plug. This is where I give you a clue, a little riddle, something. And it is either a book plug or it is a butt plug.
Right.
And during the next song, we would love for you to tweet in at FUBAR Radio to guess what it is, and I will reveal. Are you ready for the clue?
Very.
What it is. Are you ready?
Yeah. Never been more ready.
Okay.
Dolium obturaculum.
Christ.
There we go. There we go.
One more time.
Okay.
Dolium obturaculum.
That's the name of a character in Game of Thrones, isn't it?
Carl Joker. Some of the Carl Joker. Okay, so is that a book plug or a butt plug? Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Guess away, and I will reveal the answer. And you also have to think of what it is as well.
Okay.
You have to, I will reveal the answer after this song.
Out the word pussy. Yes. Ring ring pussy, it shut down. Is that a swear word?
Some people say pisses, so I mean if piss is, pussy is.
Sorry, are you saying we and vagina are the same things?
No, I'm saying that if it's considered a swear word, that then
piss is half of piss off.
It is, but I mean,
but that's a swear word. Like pussy is a cat.
But he's not referring to it as a cat, is he? I mean, that's the point.
You can say bitch on telly if you're talking about a dog.
You can. And you can say tit if you're talking about a blue tit. You probably wouldn't bleep out tit, would you?
Imagine. And here we have a blue boop.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose in Nossa.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
All right, are you ready to hear what it is? But Butt plug or book plug?
You're so slick. Welcome back to the show. All right, are you ready to hear it?
Let's listen to it again.
Okay.
Dolium obturaculum.
Carl Drogo.
One more time.
Okay.
Dolium obturaculum.
Yeah. I'm going to say it. I've got it written down here.
Okay,
and
good.
I'm going to say it, but...
Say it like she does.
Dolium obturaculum.
Good. You just turned me into a frog.
It's like a spell, isn't it? Do you... you know what it is, because you can see
no,
the
answer. No, I've not been looking. I'm going to guess that it is Dothraki.
Yeah.
For...
Doesn't really sound like Dothraki. Dothraki is very... harsh.
I'm in a Game of Thrones vibe.
Okay.
I'm just about to start season 4, so nobody tweet me an experience.
Spoilers! No. You're about to start season 4.
Yeah, I'm really behind.
Ooh, episode 2.
Stop it. That counts as a spoiler. No.
He's so mad at me.
Bad form. Spoilers are everywhere. Not
I'm too. Surprised that you've managed this far. Like, do you know nothing?
Jon Snow. Okay. No, I know, like, so I knew the Red Wedding was going to happen, but I didn't know when. So when it happened, I'm like, oh, this is lovely. Why is it closing the door? Why is this song playing? Oh my God, I'm not ready, I'm not ready. And then it just happened. And I was like, shit.
Sure, that
so
episode.
That's what I like about the show. They do things when you least expect it. So don't tell me about episodes.
No, I'll say no more. Okay, so a few of you have tweeted in. Someone says... It is a booty McPluggery. I think that means
that's the new meal at McDonald's.
Butt plug. someone else has said butt plug might have heard the Italian word for butt.
Interesting.
I think this person, Claire, is on the right track because it is actually butt plug. Well done. But it is Latin for
Latin,
butt plug,
not Italian.
Dolium obturaculum.
So now we all know how to say butt. In Latin,
butt plug.
Dolium.
I'm assuming dolium is the butt part.
It's just because if we're doing, like, you said the breakdown of obturaculum, sounds like obstruction.
And that's what a plug does.
Exactly. Dolium sounds like...
Yeah.
Nothing.
So that's a butt plug, but just for fair game, my book Doing It is out on the 6th of April.
This is the limpest game on your entire show.
Yeah, there we go. So it was a butt plug... And that was a book plug. God, it's so hard to say.
I just realised I've been on the show 3 times.
Oh my God, Christmas special!
Yeah.
Hanukkah special.
Basically the Hannah and Dan show. The Dana show.
The Dana show.
Thank you.
Or Daniel. Hanyul.
Hanyul. Dana.
Amazing. Also, we have Abby here.
Hi.
Abby is back because we're playing a game. Are you ready
Dan
for
Abby.
The game? Dabby. Dabby! Dab.
Okay.
Sorry. Don't dab. Okay. Oh, he's dabbing.
I don't really know what it is.
He's trying to dab.
Suddenly people just started doing that and I didn't know.
I don't understand. I don't.
My favourite thing is when I make my dad dab.
make it dad dab. Dab dab. Dab dab. Dad. Oh, God. That's
everything.
Bad. Okay, we are going to be playing Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
Oh, Dan's face then.
I wasn't expecting this. I don't know why, but these things just happen in my ears and I'm like, okay.
I love it. So Position Impossible, the way that we play is Abby has a list of sex positions.
Good.
Some are real, some are made up.
Okay.
Have you made these ones up this week?
So Hannah always says, I know how your brain works, Abby. So this week I haven't done them.
Okay.
Ooh. I've left it to the production team.
Oh, it's come out of other people's brains. Mm-hmm. Okay, so hopefully this will make it interesting.
Okay.
It wasn't interesting before, Abby.
It's okay.
Your imagination was great.
Are we going to guess what the position would be and then if it's real? Or like...
So we guess if it's real or not and then we guess if it's
good.
What the position is.
Okay.
And it's a fight.
Right.
As in a competition.
I'm ready to fight. I'm willing to fight.
I will fight you.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready.
Okay. And I knew you'd be totally into this, Daniel, so I'm expecting a proper fight. From
good. I've warmed up.
Lace. Is lace a sex position?
L-A-C-E?
Yes.
I think it is.
Oh, yeah. Like, because, like, laced around
exactly,
each other.
Exactly. More like it's quite an intimate position.
Like
quite
a doily.
So yeah, you're both saying yeah.
Like a doily, Hannah. Like a doily. I often think of doilies during my intercourse, yeah.
So what sex position, what do you think it entails?
I think it is you have, she's on top and you have your hands interlinked, like lace. Or like she's pressing back at you some way, I don't know.
I feel like...
Oh, no! Oh, no! She's like flat and you're lifting her with your interlocked hands.
So
I don't know, in other words.
Like
or
a,
him.
Like a home gymnastics position.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Core exercise.
In my head, I'm thinking it's like both people are sat up.
Yeah.
And then legs wrapped around.
That was what I went to first, but then I thought, it's the Anna Whitten show, I should think outside the box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're both right. It is a position.
Yay. Yes.
So a point each.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
It's just terrifying.
I'm just not used to. You need jumpy. To warn me
it's
about
all the
sounds.
Sugar that you've had.
Yeah, we've eaten a whole bag of Haribo.
That was amazing to watch.
In 4 minutes.
So, but the unfortunate thing is, you're not right in the position.
Is it penetrative or oral or something else?
It is oral.
It's oral.
Oh.
Lace. Lace.
No, I don't.
Is it spinning a web?
Is it?
With
is it onto male
sperm.
Or onto female genitals?
Onto female.
Okay.
Female genitals are being laced. Is it spinning a web with vagina juices?
Oh, God. I mean, like, all of those things are fine, but that was just such a sentence.
Such a sentence.
So, for some more clues...
Yeah, clues.
It's quite a weird one.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, okay.
Again, it's the Hannah show.
Wouldn't do it myself.
Okay, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Right, what wouldn't Abby do?
The female is in a weird position, or the person with the vagina is in a weird position.
Is she in, like, the fetal position?
Oh.
No.
No. Is she on her back?
No.
She's on her belly.
She's standing.
No.
She's sitting.
She's hanging.
She's pretty much hanging.
From the ceiling?
From his legs. From his...
From his neck?
Yes. Yes.
Or her neck.
The legs are over the shoulders.
Oh, like, okay, so...
Yeah, but then her vagina's pointing outwards.
No, how is he
getting...
The vagina's pointing upwards, surely.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So he or she is just holding the partner.
Yes.
That takes more core
strength.
Oh,
that is, like, engaging the core. And okay. She's, like, doing a press-up.
So you've got push-up. It. I'm going to read out what it says just for the listeners. The person receiving oral is being held upside down... on the other person's belly.
Right.
The person who's upside down clutches the bum and the back for support.
Nice.
Their legs are spread wide and over.
The spread eagle.
Yes.
You've seen Chicago.
And for people on Snapchat and everything, and people in the studio, we have a picture.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I could do that.
Okay, so she's that... The reason I was just like, her vagina's facing outwards, how the hell is that going to happen, was because I was expecting her knees to be locking over their shoulders.
I see.
But her legs are higher up.
Right.
For everyone listening, I post these pictures on my Snapchat, which is Hannah Whitten, just so there it is. Good stuff. There
this
we go.
Thank you very much for the diagram. This is a position that I would thoroughly enjoy trying, but would result in a lot of injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To unless my partner, you were, so. Like, in a crash with, like, soft...
Maybe
not crash.
Should we go on to number two?
That was the wrong
as quickly
word.
As possible.
That
yeah.
was right. the wrong word. Like a marshmallow bed.
I knew what you meant. Like a soft play area
soft
is fine,
area.
But you said a crash. Good. Next
right.
one, please.
Pumpkin.
God.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
What is pumpkin? Is it a sex position? Is it not?
Is it when you change positions after midnight?
Very clever.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I'm here
I feel
all,
like
I'm
giving you a
show.
Point just for that.
Well, please do. Ding, ding,
ding.
Write it down.
Okay.
There it is. That's not correct, though.
No. So,
I think no, it's not real.
And Dan, you're saying.
Sorry. I'm going to go with it's not real because it doesn't sound sexy enough.
Okay.
Then again, no, it's not real.
Okay. Well, you're both right.
Yeah.
It's not real, it's fake.
But
see.
What would a pumpkin do? I think it would be you change positions after midnight. I think yeah. we've just launched something here on the
yes,
show.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Set a timer on your phone. Ding, ding, ding. Change positions!
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, that's stressful. I like the idea that it just sort of happens, just magically.
Oh, like you don't
even... Suddenly you find yourself
so it's not like
in rags. Mites everywhere.
Dun. The condom's
not
broken.
Not the Undertaker. What are you doing? Are you having such a strange... sex life
like,
these days.
It
I don't know.
Chimes
crashes
12.
The Undertaker.
The clock chimes 12. You've got to do that 12 times.
Right, okay.
Ding.
Do you still have a clock that has a dong?
No, but in Cinderella there is.
Okay. I spent a while.
Okay. Next.
Dolphin. The dolphin.
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah, I feel like that is.
Okay.
I feel like it involves a lot of lubrication because dolphins always look quite wet.
Yeah,
a lot
okay.
of grease.
Yeah.
A lot of grease.
A lot of baby oil.
What about the position?
Is it something to do with like a blowjob? Because just dolphins have like holes and they blow water.
Yeah,
right?
That was my first thought, but then I thought that's too obvious. So then I'm thinking more. You know when dolphins jump out of the sea?
The shape.
Is it more
that
the shape that they make?
Mm.
And is it the
is one person,
person on top
in a crab
sort of leaning backwards in the shape of a dolphin?
Is one person in a crab
making dolphin noises?
That's my sex noise.
Oh dear.
Good guesses, but it's actually a fake one. So no
Wait.
Points
Devo.
There.
Brilliant. I had to explain to an American what countdown was the other day. That was a long
countdown
time.
Countdown is a legend.
They couldn't get head around the clock.
Ayo.
British values.
Boom.
That was a good moment.
Let's do the other one.
Okay, moving on to the slide.
Oh my goodness. This involves a lot of lubrication.
That sounds too... I don't think this is real because it sounds too simple.
Okay.
What would it be?
Well, the act of sliding takes place a lot during sex.
Sliding around?
Sliding in and out.
Oh. I'm thinking like
sliding
an actual
on.
Slide, like sliding down.
Oh dear.
A toy slide.
Just a bad idea all around, I think. Yeah. I think no, on health and safety grounds, I think that's not real.
Okay, Hannah?
I'm going to go real just to spice things up.
Oh,
very spicy because you are right. It is actually...
very spicy. You're the living embodiment of cumin.
That's for you.
No!
Oh, God, what is it? We can both try and guess what it is, though, now.
I don't know.
The slide.
You were right on the simple one.
It's simple.
It's very simple.
Is it penetrative?
Yes.
Missionary?
Is it just having sex, but your bodies are, like, pressed together, so there's a lot of sliding around on each other's bodies going?
Very good, yes.
Thank you!
Planking, yes. Well You're done. Basically, yeah, planking on them.
Well done, Dan. So, I think Dan gets the point for that one.
While you have a little look at the picture.
What picture?
I'll read out the description.
Oh, so legs are together.
Yeah.
And so feet intertwined. Got it.
Yeah, the person that, with the penis lies on their back. Person with the vagina lies on top. Very close.
Oh, my God.
Things are locked together in all places.
Again, posted on Snapchat if anyone wants to have a look.
They're quite... nicely
just,
animated.
Just everyone
things,
come
they?
To my Snapchat Wednesday evenings for your daily, your weekly dose of
inspiration.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Yeah.
The eagle.
Oh, please be real. Yes.
I can't. My mind has gone blank for eagle
I just,
songs.
All I think of like spread eagle.
Can I just let you know that it's a tie at the moment on these points?
I think this one is real.
Yeah, real.
Yes, it's real. So thank both you. Get a point.
And ding, I think ding,
whoever gets
one.
The nearest description gets the final point.
Eagle. Is it... what was the spread eagle position
well, spread
in
eagle
Chicago?
The spread eagle is the one we did at the start.
Oh,
except
yeah.
Except their legs are wider.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's got like... She's like, yeah, that's true.
So it could be that one, but she's facing forward and her legs are wide. That's
is
the one
from Chicago.
Is it
penetrative?
Yes.
Right, then it's not that.
So it's not...
Legs are spread.
Legs are spread. Is it girl on top, legs spread, and she's just got to be, like, super flexible?
No.
Like, in the splits?
No.
Doing... No, nothing to do with the splits?
No.
But no. Legs are spread?
Legs are spread.
Penetrator holding receiver up. And there.
The look on
spread
your face.
Like an eagle.
This is like a report.
Flying in the sunshine.
I'm the king of the world!
Yeah, kind of. But, like, eagle.
Is it doing the Titanic thing... whilst being inside Rose?
No, but that sounds nice.
No.
I'll give you a clue.
Isn't that lovely?
I'd love to do that. I'll get Wilbur on it this evening.
No, to give you some sort of hint, mm-hmm. The guy is holding the legs for support open.
And just fucking her.
Yeah, pretty much. She's on her back.
Yeah.
Or the person with the vagina is on the back while the other person is on their knees.
Penetrating. Got
yes.
it.
I didn't know
it.
That was called that.
I love that.
Pretty yeah. standard.
Oh, he's like got his legs crossed as
Why
well.
The eagle?
Kind of. Like on his knees. Oh, yeah. Eagle. I love it. I'm into it. There
Let's
we go.
Have a look.
Oh, that looks no. like a fun one.
So the official.
That's just like a standard one, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know that had a name.
But they all have names, yeah. It's interesting.
Is it because. I think it's because the legs are wings.
Is he holding her by the ankles?
No.
I think he should.
In this one.
For improvement, hold the ankles, I reckon. Maybe, I don't know.
Neither of them look like they're enjoying it too much in this
picture. They're cartoons.
Still.
Speaking of cartoons, no, I'll tell you while we play the song.
Okay. Can't be broadcast, can it?
What's the score? Did we draw?
So, Dan won.
Yeah, he did! Thank you, Rhett. Can you play some form of winning theme? Oh, fine.
Wait,
do I
on.
Win tickets to Steps Tour? Good, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good, woo, winner.
Okay,
that means
congrats.
I'm virile.
You won, and we're going to play Asking... Well, play, not play. We're going to do Asking for a Friend after this next song.
Step closer, and you know that I want you. I can tell by your eyes that you want me too. It's a question of time. I knew we'd be together, and that you'd be mine. I want you here forever. Do you hear what I'm saying? I gotta say how I feel. I can't believe you're here, but I know that you will. I know what I want, and baby, it's you. You can't deny my feelings because they are true, yeah.
That's a good. It's for Manager Josh.
That was for you, Manager Josh.
I was listening to.
Is he even listening?
Probably not. But I was listening to a lot of Gabrielle, right? Because I was like, oh, she was great. And then he just texted me and was like, by the way, we've been working on this loads. What do you reckon? And I was like, fuck, that track is like summer. I love
summer.
It.
Summer.
So yeah.
Today was summer.
Wasn't it just? I was wearing a light jacket and I was too warm.
I was wearing a denim jacket, a dress, and no tights.
Oh!
That was brilliant.
I don't wear tights, so I don't know what that's like.
Feels interesting, I guess. So in this section, Asking for a Friend, is a bit where we get super serious. Because obviously the rest of the show is like lols.
All of it is lols.
It's all lols.
There's never any dryness.
And this is the bit where we...
Dry.
We're dry.
Yeah.
We're just dry.
We sort of try and look at ourselves and think about what we've done.
Yeah. And so sometimes when you... are trying to figure shit out, you look for advice, but you're like, just asking for a friend. But really, you're asking for yourself.
Yeah, and everyone knows it.
We all know it. And so in this asking for a friend section, we're going to talk about like taboo stuff or like ask questions. And what I like to do is bring on a guest and then think of like what they could give me insight into and just ask them loads of questions, but pretend like it's not me being stupid and
yeah.
I'm just asking for a friend, really.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So Dan, what's it like being an effeminate man?
What probing questions, Hannah.
But also being quite hairy.
Yeah, so
there's a lot going on with
quite
you.
Quite unique in safari.
You like Janet and you like football, you like baking.
And I like to sleep with women.
Yeah, weird.
It's great. It's not weird. It's brilliant. You should try it sometime. So I just made a video about this on my channel, #plug.
Daniel J. Layton.
daniel.youtube.com/DanielJLayton. It's called How Come You're Not Gay, LOL.
Yes, I saw this.
Basically, I spent... You didn't even watch it.
I had over like 400 videos in my Watch Later playlist.
Don't
I've got
care.
It down to 160.
I take priority. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, next time.
Good. So basically, I posted an Instagram of me being posy just because I thought it was funny.
Hashtag Bopo.
Yeah, like I was literally just sat on the couch in my slums and I thought, fine, I'll just take a funny picture and post it. And like, I looked all right. And then someone commented being like, this is why people think you're gay. And I was like, fucking bullshit, mate. So I get that all the time. The amount of people who are like, and you wonder why people think you're gay? And I'm like, yeah, because why should...
But also
me
that's just really harsh to like gay men.
This is my problem.
Kind of saying that they're all vain.
Yeah.
Which is
so,
ridiculous.
Well, there's that. But
obviously
there's also,
you're
if I
vain.
Say like, I am so vain, I think this song is about me. I feel like I like Janet Jackson and I like cooking and I like to do feminine things. I like dance, you know, I like pop music. And
they're
I,
all the human things to enjoy.
Right, they're just things that people enjoy. But for some reason, people then go, this is the reason why people think you're gay. And I'm like... What are you doing when you say that? Because it's not like I'm offended that you might think I'm gay, but you're pigeonholing the idea that a gay person has to be into those things, or a straight person couldn't possibly be into those things. And it's like,
it comes down to awful gender stereotypes, really.
Yeah.
And the sad thing about it is that I feel like if people start categorizing, like, this is what men are into and this is what women are into and gay men are also into those things, then you kind of...
And lesbians are into the heterosexual straight man, like hyper-masculine things.
It's just awful because you're also just limiting yourself to like possibilities of enjoying life and like enjoying things, even if it's not typically like associated with your gender.
But the problem is this happens right through. So I when I was 4 started doing ballet. And I recently asked my mum, I was like, why did I do that? Did I want to do that? Did you want me to do that? And you were just looking for a thing that would control my like energy as a child. I watched like musical films with my parents and I wanted to dance, apparently. So I went along and my dad didn't like it at first. He didn't think his son should do ballet. And then apparently I was really good. And he was like, no, my son is the best at ballet. Every son should do ballet. But like I stopped doing it at the age of about 7 because I was bullied for it in the school.
Kids.
And it's like... Even at that young age, when you don't know what sexuality is, really, you're being bullied for doing the girly thing.
I always wonder when... I've heard lots of stories about similar kind of thing happening. Like a kid who doesn't have any preconceived ideas about gender norms or whatever, kind of is like, I want to do ballet, or I want this lunchbox, or whatever it is, or I want my hair to be like this, or I want these trainers, whatever it is. And then they go into school... And it's often the other kids that bully them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where are those kids learning it from?
Well, you know where they're getting it from.
Their parents.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and that's where the problem is. And that's why we as a... I wanted to confront it and say, this is the problem that we... I think we're quite an accepting generation. And I think we've come on leaps and bounds from where other people, other generations have.
Might not just be their parents, though. Like, TV shows that they watch.
Yeah, there is that
stuff.
Too. And I just feel like one of the things that we do that isn't cool is... assume people's sexual orientation based on their behaviour, based on their look.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you're like a particularly feminine girl and then you say, oh, and also I'm a lesbian, people are like, you can't be. Or like, you're bisexual, it's just a phase. It's like, why are we assuming that... basically, I look at you and I think you should be straight and you tell me you're not and I can't accept that. What, on what planet is that okay?
Yeah.
And it really bothers me. It's like a proper. Because it doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help the other person.
It doesn't fit into their worldview, so they're just like, can't compute. Yeah. And then they just.
So, like, I'm sitting there being told as a teenage boy, you know, like, you're gay. And I'm not taking it as an insult because being gay isn't an insult. Mm-hmm. But I'm taking it personally because they see being gay as a reason to hate me, or they see the things that make up me as a reason to hate me. And that's why it hurts.
You're different.
I remember crying at home once, I'm sorry. But, like, being like, why won't they like me? Not why do they think I'm gay or why are they calling me this, but why won't they like me? And it's like, it's mad, I think, that we still now. I'm openly straight male, and yet I have like gay friends who ask me regularly if I'm out yet. And it's just like, yeah, and it's like even on that side there are these stereotypes that are sort of boxing people in. And I don't much care for it.
Nah, mate, you do you. You know you best.
If you look at someone like Prince, who exuded sexuality, like, he was incredibly feminine. And like, I put pictures of Prince in my video, but, like, he would... At times, he wrote and recorded an album from the perspective of a woman called Camille.
Oh,
it was never released. Some of the songs became released as him, but, like... No one saw him as anything but this hyper, like... heterosexual guy who slept with very attractive women, and it's like, good. Like, I think we should be allowed to own ourselves and be who we are and not have that make other people judge us.
Preach!
Yeah, and why does me liking Janet Jackson, why is that less masculine than... I also like football. Yeah. I also watch professional wrestling. I do that while cooking. I have candlelit baths while watching professional wrestling.
I love it.
Yeah, and that, and I'm still a man. Like, I that's just what I see. I see masculinity as being comfortable with yourself, and I see femininity as being comfortable with you. Who cares, ultimately?
Yeah, who cares?
You know what I mean? It just bothers me greatly.
Aw. I always knew you were straight. Did I?
Did you?
I don't know.
Cause
I think when I first met you, though, you had a girlfriend, so...
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So I was just like, cool. Mm. But yeah. I don't know, it's fucking annoying.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a weird one because it plays into sexism and homophobia and just plain ignorance and, like, and all of the things.
This is where I go back to, like, why I need feminism. Because you need to break down these norms of what is masculine and what is feminine and actually realise that that's completely arbitrary.
We're all people!
And also, to be allowed to have the choice to do what you want. Like you were saying, like, this child is drawn to a particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hazel put up an Instagram of her niece.
Yeah!
And said, like, she was doing ballet and then she saw the other kids do karate and she was like, I want to do that. And, like...
Wait, say karate again?
Karate, sorry. I say karate.
Karate?
Whatever
it is. Oh, now I'm confused as to how you say it.
A Japanese martial art. Yeah. And, like, so she was like, yeah, good on Molly for doing what you want to do. And a bunch of people were having a go at her for criticising being feminine and feminine things.
Yeah,
and it's like, that's not what she's saying. It's basically saying, like, the fact is, if Molly wanted to do ballet, she could have. If Molly wanted to do judo, then, like, she was allowed to do that as well. And that's the point. We're allowed to choose what we want to do, and we shouldn't go... And it's like, oh, yeah. I think people need to calm down and wonder who they're helping.
Oh, good point. Good point. Yeah. And I'm going to segue there. Into your song about sex.
Oh,
Dan.
Good, yeah. Which is a female.
A female
She's
is singing
amazing.
This song. Do you want to introduce it?
Yes, this is a song by the painfully talented Kimbra.
Is she the one that did the Gautier song? Right,
you'll know her from Gautier Feet Kimbra. Somebody that I used to know.
That is
but
her.
She has two albums and they're both incredible. And this was her most recent release called Sweet Relief.
All right.
And it's a tune.
I'm excited.
Sweet Relief.
Songs when they laugh at the end always like make me feel
uncomfortable. How do you feel about songs when they talk during it?
I mean, it depends what it is.
So, like, there's a Alicia Keys song called You Don't Know My Name.
Okay.
And it's just like, hey, I saw you across the street. You come into my store at the time and the waitress from that place and that. I give you hot chocolate with cream because I think you're sweet. And I'm like, so uncomfortable. Stop it.
The only one I can think of at the top of my head is like, We're Never Getting Back Together, the Taylor Swift song.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's different.
She's not speaking. It's kind of just like a...
It's a white girl rap.
Yeah, a white girl rap. Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, let's discuss these lyrics. First of all, Kimbra, Sweet Relief, why did you pick this as your song about sex?
Number one, it's a jam.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't think many people will have heard it because most people think of Kimbra and they think of that one song and they don't know that she's actually...
Yes.
But she's one of my favourite artists.
There's a song of hers that I do know and I can't remember the name of it and it's awesome, but that was really
She has
specific.
Songs called Miracle and Madhouse and Two-Way Street.
I will figure it out.
She has one album called Vows. That's the other album. The other one's called The Golden Echo. It's amazing. And I liked this song so much when I first heard it because it literally sounds like Kimbra, Prince and George Michael all at once. And I'm like, yes. So
all of the things.
I just think it's a jam and I think more people should know it exists.
Again, R.I.P.
Oh, George. Georgie.
Yeah.
Georgie boy.
And Prince.
GM. And Prince. Oh. Yes, and this should have tied into my last one. I realised that the first like female role model I had was Chyna from WWF when I was young, and the male role model I have is Prince, and they both died on the same day last year. Yeah, isn't that mad?
Is that when your masculinity died?
It's when myself died. It's when my sense of like, I just became a hollow shell.
You're like, who am I?
I don't know.
No, my role models are dead. Oh,
someone wrap Janet up in cotton wool. I'm begging you.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let's go through some of these lyrics because this was my first time hearing this song.
What did you think?
I liked it. It was definitely a jam.
Thank you.
The main thing that I took away from it just on first listen is sweet relief orgasm. That's what it
I'm going with
is
you.
Is that what that is?
Or just the act of sex.
Yeah,
as
maybe.
A woman, do you orgasm every time?
No.
But does it still feel good?
Yes.
So you still get sweet relief?
Yeah, but the word relief or release is so tied into that feeling of orgasm,
If you don't have an orgasm, like it's like... not as good as it could have been and I feel a bit let down.
Sometimes I feel frustrated.
Right.
Like, I'm still had a great time, but I'm just like... It actually depends. Sometimes I'm like, cool. Other times I'm like...
Would you finish yourself off?
Yeah.
Wouldn't take that personally if you were like, I'm just going to go off and do a thing.
Like, oh, right. I wouldn't go off and do it. I'd be like, no, you're going to do it now.
Come on. Yeah.
Anyway.
Let me show you how.
Anyway, song. I don't like talking about my song. Anyway. Okay. I'm just like trying to read this real quick
because
talking over the song whilst it was playing. So I was like, lyrics.
While you're reading the song, someone's tweeting.
Take a load off your
said,
back.
I love the song. It's a good choice. Yes, thank you very much. I know. Thank you. You're brilliant. Saying so.
And then Molly says, funniest people in one radio show. Welp, that's homework out the window. Try be more like, was it Katie who's doing her homework at the same time?
Come on, so, Molly.
Get it together.
Dear me. So what was that?
The lyric I just read is take a load off your back.
Yeah.
And obviously that kind of means just like, you know, helping them out. But like load is also ejaculate.
Means come.
And on your back is sometimes sexy.
Yeah.
God damn it. Feel it up your spine. Wait, but this is a woman. Does she ejaculate?
No, she's meaning like you can... You know when you feel the tingle up your spine? Do you not have that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what she means.
Oh, so like ASMR?
Yeah. Feel it up in your spine like, oh, God, that feels great. That's what she's saying.
Okay, I thought she meant come on my back and then just...
Can I just have it all then, like, in a nice
and
drizzle
just, and then just
down
touch
my back?
Your own cum. On my back.
I just sort of like massage it into my spine. No,
ooh,
she
what
doesn't
is
mean that.
Tell me to stop, just want to touch somebody. Is this consensual non-consent? Tell me to stop.
I don't think so.
Might be. Feels so good when you give me that sweet relief.
I think the line is actually tell me or don't stop. I can't remember. I don't know if that's the right lyric.
Oh, but maybe.
No.
Oh God, I'm just trying to... What is 95 on your back?
It means 9 to 5. She sings 9 to 5 on your back.
Oh.
Liquor ain't cutting it. Like, just I just want to be on my back all day.
Let's
just do it all day.
Yeah. I love it.
Given to the sweet relief. Spend the whole day on your back. Have some nice, enjoyable times given to the sweet release.
We're touching that.
Slow down on the need for speed. Like, don't be so quick. Which is a recurring theme in female-led sex songs. Like, Brandy slow has one down. As well where she's like, I don't need you to be so quick. Just slow down.
Just chill. Enjoy the fuck
it. You've
out.
Got me all night. Don't yeah. be so hasty.
No, I relate.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think so. I love it so much.
I'm confused. Is this... So it's directed at one person. I'm just trying to figure out the dynamics of what's going on here.
I think she is taking control. I think maybe he's a bit nervous. And she's like, chill your jets. Call your jets.
Call your jets. Take a load off.
Take a load off your back.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Let's have some fun.
Oh, God, it's so... I like the, you know, I want skin to skin. That's my favourite mm-hmm. line, I've decided.
Because aside from the idea that it's unprotected,
unprotected sex. Oh God, don't do it, kids.
I think it's. Do you know? Because I like. I like the. You know what we thought lace was or slide. The slide one. I'm looking at your positions now.
Slide. Yeah. Slide. The
I like skin on skin. Skin I like skin. Feeling skin.
Yeah.
When I feel my sweet relief.
Do you feel your own skin?
No.
Well, I love that you just news anchored.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm single at the moment, so most of the time I do feel my own skin, but. Yeah.
Orcs.
News anchor.
News anchor. I love the idea that news anchors are just saying absolute profanities to each other.
That the bit from Anchorman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like that. You have man boobs.
Oh, I want to watch Anchorman again. It's so good. It's so good.
The watching them like riff on that improvise is really good. You're a dirty hooker.
Wait, I've not seen it. Are there like blooper
at the end
clips?
Of, yeah, or it might be on the DVD, but there are like they improvised a lot of that. They're very funny. Yeah. Very funny.
So the FUBAR Radio Twitter account, based off our previous conversation, tweeted out, do people assume slash guess your sexuality by the way you look? And they put, always, never, I hope not, oops, I'm guilty of this. And it's, yeah, it's just really interesting. It's very, never is like the smallest one.
Mm. I think that's just kind of indicative. I think that people just, but also like I had people reply to me saying like I don't care who you sleep with, and it's like that's very noble, but people want to know, and some I understand, but at the same time it's like it doesn't matters
if they want to sleep with you. Yeah.
But there are ways to do it. There are ways to be like, oh, like I had a really bad relationship with this person once, what about you? And they go, yeah, I had a awful boyfriend.
So like force them to say like
not
get them in a situation,
engineer
a situation where they use like gendered words or pronouns relating to a issue or whatever. That ginger Brit has said, I have Dan's issue, except it's less to do with my interests and more to do with my demeanor.
Yeah, I mean a lot of mine is to do with my demeanor as well. Like I sit with my legs crossed and I wear
sometimes it's comfy
floaty clothing. It's just like that's floaty how clothing. I like to live.
I'm just living my best life.
And I also sound like this, so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's very nice of you.
You're welcome. Any more points to say on Kimbra Sweet Relief?
Just it's a jam and everyone should download it and everyone should listen to it. And
yeah. Oh, I've just seen this other line, drinking me good to take the edge off. Would recommend, it's in the comments.
Oh, yeah.
I would actually recommend having sober sex so you can
feel
it more.
I don't think it means literally.
Just feel
I think it's
it
like
more.
Drink me in. Like I feel like it's that.
Oh my God!
I feel
it's like going down on her,
or just like taking her in every way.
Oh, so it's like a metaphor.
Yeah, I think.
Fuck
I think
metaphors! I'm taking this literally.
No, like drunk sex is fun every now and again.
Sober
sex is more important and better.
So much because like when you're drunk and having sex, like it's so
it's very sloppy.
It's very sloppy. People can get hurt, and it's way more difficult to come.
Which. Arguably is better for some men.
Oh God, don't use alcohol if you're having those problems.
Don't don't take our advice.
don't take our advice. Speaking of that, make sure you get your questions in for Drunk Advice later. We are going to be on Facebook Live for the last half hour of the show, and you can tweet
how very modern
at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com if you want to be anonymous. Secret advice with your problems. And we will answer them. But for now,
we are going to play a song and then we're going to play again.
Aren't you lucky?
In the faded light, you touch my body. I can feel your hands on my skin. Think you got me right where you want me, but you're just in my way. I came to party on my own. Don't need nobody in my soul. I get down to the beat, I lose control.
When he won his Oscar, he just went up stage and went, "Thank you," and walked off.
I feel like that's what I'd do.
I know you wouldn't, don't you?
I'd be like, "Yeah, cool."
It's like, cool.
I'd be like, "It's for all you motherfuckers that said I could never win this shit." No, do you remember when Cooper Gooding won his? He went crazy on stage. He's like, yeah, going crazy. I was like, mate, they should take that shit back. Like, I don't know. Oh, who should have their Oscars revoked? Because I put him first in line. Sorry, Cooper. I love your work, man. The OJ thing was awesome, but you did a boat trip after you won the Oscar, man. They should have took that shit back.
Every Friday.
Back on and chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You have something to say, Dan?
Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock didn't win an Oscar. the guy who came in and was like, oh, yeah. Thanks very much. And then leaves. That's Joe Pesci.
There's your Oscar knowledge.
Facts.
Ding, 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 ding,
facts.
Ding. Are you ready to play another game?
Why not?
I love games. So this game is called Dirty Talk.
Yeah.
And the idea is that we are going to simulate phone sex.
How lovely.
We're going to dirty talk with each other. But Abby has come in and she's given us 3 pieces of paper each. Turned down, so we don't know what's on them.
Good.
On each piece of paper is a word that we have to include in our dirty talk.
Now, normally, Hannah, before I let a girl dirty talk to me, she takes me for dinner.
I bought you Haribo.
That is an equivalent, so thank you very much. We can do this.
I bought you Haribo and Peroni.
Yeah.
this is love. Or lust. Ooh, what's it going to be?
Quite.
Exactly.
Will you start? I'm nervous.
I will start.
Thank you.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? All right. Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Hello.
Bring, bring. Oh, hi, Dan.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Who's this?
This is Hannah, one half of Dana.
Who? Sorry?
Remember me?
No.
Right, you could, that's not how you play the game. This is improv, you yes and.
Drop some paper. Fine. Yes, I remember you.
Sorry, I got the wrong number. Bye.
Okay, right.
Bring, 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 bring. Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Hello.
Bring. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, Hannah, hi.
Hi. So weird, I called the wrong number just before.
It's weird, I got a wrong number too.
It was really awkward.
Yeah. Odd.
But anyway, hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Since last time we spoke.
Yeah, I'm doing fine, thanks. I'm so mad at this. Come on, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I've just been thinking about you and all of those Haribos that we ate the other night.
Okay.
Yeah, they've given me a bump in my belly.
Because we ate too many?
I ate so many Haribos. I've got a Haribo baby bump.
Right.
And it's yours.
Well, I've found one way to beat that is by excessive lunging.
Oh.
And I thought perhaps you might want to come and lunge with me.
I would love to lunge with you.
Thank
you. Know how much I love lunging.
Yes, lunging.
I think it
is.
Would especially help with the bump that I now have.
Yeah. Work up quite an appetite by lunging.
Do you know what I would love to do whilst lunging?
Yeah.
I would love for you to encourage me and, like, spur me on.
I can
in
do
a Geordie accent.
Have a good time with your lunging.
You're
doing grand.
Oh, that
doing
really
great.
Gets me going.
Doing fantastic.
Oh.
So good.
Yes.
You know what? If you lunge a little bit harder, you might squelch.
Oh, you know that you love it when I squelch
Go
for
on,
you.
Squelch for me.
I'm like, squelching for you.
Why I? Oh, that's my best sound. I love it. I'm sorry to any Geordies out there listening to this phone call wiretapping with the microwave.
Oh, that just, when I squelch, it gives me a tingle all through my body. And I hope that you get a tingle too.
Oh, I always get a tingle, especially when I'm doing a Geordie accent and I hear you squelch.
Mm.
That's my favourite part of any evening.
We're so unique.
We are so unique. And you know, it's quite alarming.
Oh, how so?
I hope we can go through to when my alarm goes off for work in the morning.
Oh yeah, I want to lunge all night with you, baby.
Well, a lot of squelching will happen.
A lot of squelching.
Yeah. In my Geordie accent.
No, I'm not going to try.
Do it.
No.
Try one.
Nope. The bed ended. I just hung up.
That was so strange. I just got a strange phone call.
I am hot.
I'm
flustered.
So hot. Squelching is my favourite
word.
Squelch. Squelch was a good one.
Also, I'm like Haribo pregnant throughout all of that.
Yeah. I just got this huge Haribo baby. And we're just doing exercise. It's just very squelchy. In the northeast?
No, we're not in the northeast. I just love it when you do a Geordie accent.
Oh, right, okay. So we can
really
be anywhere.
It really turns me on.
Right. Like,
sorry, this game is over. Yeah. Doesn't turn me on. I'm fine.
No.
No.
She's sweating quite profusely.
I did sleep with a Geordie once.
Did you? Mm. How'd that go?
It was great.
Good. What's his name?
Mm-mm.
I thought I could catch you off guard.
No! You never will. Do you dirty talk much?
Not presently, but I have.
But you're into
it? I was in a long-distance relationship, so there was a lot of texting and Skype calls.
All of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
This was before, like, Skype was really a thing, so it was MSN Messenger with webcam and phones.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm out of practice, so I'm a bit rusty.
I can tell.
Yeah, thanks. Also, like, I was very nervous. It's very strange to have phone sex with someone who's looking at you.
Yeah, I know. I'm, like, making eye contact the whole time.
Staring at me, asking me to talk to you in Geordie.
Dodge
and I've got to
Geordie
somehow
Dan.
Work the word squelch into the conversation. I'm feeling very bothered.
Wait, hold on.
Dolium obturaculum.
That does calm me down. Thank you very much. If I can just get that on a loop to listen to when I'm sort of trying to meditate.
Dolium obturaculum.
Sounds like Sana doing Dutch. That's what I've just realised it sounds
like. Aw, I love Sana. Are you going to VidCon Amsterdam?
Fingers crossed.
Ooh.
Not too sure. I want to do all of them. I want to do all three VidCons. Well, that won't happen. At least LA.
Yeah.
I want to do that again. I want to do Playlist. I want to do Bufferfest.
Good.
That'd be nice.
I'm doing
Amsterdam.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Are you going to do LA or are you not going?
I'm doing LA and I'm doing Playlists.
Have you been to Amsterdam before?
I have, yeah. I've been like to Amsterdam a couple times.
Never ever been in my life.
It's loads of fun. I'm
Haribo and
I'm
beer,
talking
baby.
Weird because I keep needing to burp and I'm just like,
Let it rip.
Also, I will say, like, because we ate all the Haribo basically before we started, normally on these shows, I'm like eating crisps or whatever it is, and then I just never time it right.
Right.
And the song has ended and I'm talking with a mouthful like wah, 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 wah.
So if anything, by eating this within 2 minutes, I've done you a service.
You really have, because I've got going in my stomach is gassy beer.
Also, can we discuss the fact that while we were trying to talk dirty to each other, there was a banana being eaten outside?
I was wondering what you were pointing at.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on?
It was like, fully, the sexy music starts playing and the banana was begun peeling. And I was like, what's happening?
That's our producer on the other side of the...
Too
just trying to
bad.
Distract my guests.
Not, it worked.
Dan's all flustered.
I am.
Squelching bananas. And
lunging away.
Lunging.
Oh, I was very alarmed. That was my third word, alarm.
Oh, I've forgotten my words already. Geordie, bump, and...
Tingle.
Tingle.
Which is too real.
Too real, yeah.
Tingle
yeah.
fits. And so I'm like, what was the word there? I liked it when you had horseradish. I quite enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I think that was me and Emma Blackery,
yeah, was,
I think,
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
And I asked her to, like, rub horseradish all over my body or something. I can't remember
just
what it was.
Quite stingy.
Yeah. Horseradish just always reminds me of Passover and my family.
Really?
Because, yeah, because one of the things that you have to do at Passover is, like, there's all different parts of the service that you do. Mm-hmm. And it's all, you do it all throughout dinner. So it's all very food related. And when you, like, go through different parts of the story and say different prayers, you have to, like, eat certain types of food that are meant to remind you of different parts of the Passover story.
Right.
I fucking love Passover and I'm missing it with my family this year.
Oh no.
Yeah, because it's basically the day I get back from VidCon Amsterdam and the day before my tour starts. So, by the way, I'm going on tour, buy tickets for my tour.
By the way, I was thinking I was seeing you in Manchester.
Please do. I'll put you on guest list.
Please do.
Deal.
I'm not paying to go and see you.
No.
I would though, and tickets are available.
myticket.co.uk/artist/HannahWitton, something like that.
There you go.
I don't know.
Just Google it.
Just Google
sure
it. It's literally like the pinned tweet on my Twitter. But yeah, so Passover with my family is like.
What's your favourite Passover dish?
So
isn't Passover? Passover is a giant feast. I'm not just getting this wrong.
Yeah. So basically, you go through all the different things, and you do. You have different food for each bit. So the horseradish you eat because it's meant to make you cry, so you remember the pain of the slaves.
Christ, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
why is all religion about feeling pain?
Pain. No, but Passover's also about kind of like remembering their pain and being like, that must have been really hard to suffer through that, but then also appreciating the fact that we're not slaves now. And and celebrating that.
That's great.
Which is great.
Because Jews have it fine now.
Not being as...
Everything's fine. No one has any problems with Jews now. Everything's fine.
Yeah, sure. But,
am I wrong? Latkes?
Latkes. Yeah. That's Hanukkah.
Right, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Passover, then once you do all of the, like, the service-y Seder, but Seder is the name of the service. So once you do all the Seder bits, then you, like, have a proper... big meal.
Delicious.
And then you like finish the second half of the Seder. But my favourite food that we do in Seder is egg and salt water.
Oh.
So yeah. So basically you have like a bowl of salt water that's meant to represent the Red Sea
right.
that Moses parted.
Yeah.
And the egg, also on the Seder plate, you have a burnt egg that represents something to do with like new life and spring, because it's always like that
okay,
time
yeah.
of year.
Oh, because egg, yeah.
And stuff like that. And so then one of the things we eat is like a hard-boiled egg in salt water, and
oh,
it's
delicious.
Does
sound good.
Some of my cousins hate it, and I'm like, give them to me.
I love it when food is meant to represent stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I like that idea, the whole part of the food. Mm. Oh, good. That was Hannah just bashed her microphone with the bottle of lager.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when food represents stuff. So Italians say... and I've heard this third hand, so this might be completely wrong, but you're supposed to cook pasta in water as salty as the Mediterranean. And I think that's quite nice
like
as an
that.
Idea.
I love that.
I did tell that to Dodie, and she has since started tasting her pasta water before she puts the pasta in because it's not salty enough. I'm like, it's just an idea. It's not
putting
like,
all the salt
it's
in
not,
it!
Don't prescribe that. Just
oh my
sort
God,
of have fun.
Amazing. All right, we're going to play a song now, and then we're going to play Drunk Advice.
Can we talk about whose song is coming up next?
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to introduce it? Also, tweet us your questions for drunk advice and go on to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page because we will be live streaming video.
Hannah@FUBARradio.com.
Yeah, advice.
This sex song is by the best female artist in the history of the world ever from her 2004 effort Demeter Joe. It's called I Want You. It's Janet Jackson.
Feels like a go witness ago.
We played Janet.
Kanye produced that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go.
Great song.
It's a great song.
Thanks, Dan, for always coming.
Thanks for playing Janet every time I come on your show.
I mean, it's always going to happen, isn't it?
Obviously, because you asked me to pick some songs, and I'm never going to pass up the chance
to play some Janet on the radio.
Got to introduce people to her tracks because no one knows shit. Now
no
they
one,
do.
No one, you know nothing.
They.
No, Jon Snow.
No, Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
It's time for Drunk Advice.
This is the best part.
Live. And we are also live on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page. So if you head over there, hello.
Hi.
You can see us. Video.
Hi.
Video.
Hi. Can you see, you probably can't see us both in the same shot, can you? So
it's switches
just spend
between.
Most time on me.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually fair. I'm really sweaty.
I'm tremendously attractive. So.
I can be sweaty and attractive.
Probably just going to do that really narcissistic thing of like, putting my camera on so I can check myself out.
Oh, I see. I don't know what the fuck
the headphones
I look
are
like.
Ruining my hair.
Your hair looks great.
Thanks.
Also, I did the narcissistic test the other day.
Yeah. Oh, look, I do look good. Yeah, okay. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in.
There's like a bunch of questions that you can answer to figure out if you're a narcissist.
Yeah.
And I got like, so it basically says the average person is like, you would score between 12 and 15. I got 15.
Okay.
And then usually celebrities get around an 18.
Right. Yeah.
So actually, I think I did pretty good. And then if you're a narcissist, you're like a 20.
I did an are you middle class test. I got 47% middle class, which I was surprised at. Oh. I think it was the Nando's that brought it down a bit.
The Nando's. Is this on BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to do
basically,
that.
Basically, it was like, when did you last eat an avocado? Literally this morning, I had two of them.
I can't remember the last time I ate an avocado.
Oh, I love them so much.
I don't know if I'd I hope I'd score highly on that. I'd like take pride in being quite middle class.
I thought I was going to get surefire 80%.
Wow.
I make my own granola, for Christ's sake.
Was that a question?
No.
I don't even eat granola.
Oh, you'd eat mine. It's so good.
Eat my granola! All right, guys, it is Drunk Advice Live!
Dradvice.
Right, there are three rules to drunk advice.
There are.
Rule number one, be drunk if you don't drink.
Be in the spirit of drunk.
He gets it. Yeah. We've just had our beers, we're fine. Although I did have a pub lunch today and I had a pint at lunchtime.
Lovely.
Because it was a sunny day and that's what you meant to do on sunny days.
Absolutely.
Rule number two, have a friend with you.
Hi.
Daniel J. Layton.
I'm a friend.
Actor. I love that people still say that.
I know.
I love it.
How long have we known each other now?
Oh, my God.
Coming on 5 years.
Could eat well easily, be.
Yeah.
Christ. A good 5 years. Ooh.
Almost at the end.
What's the average length of a friendship? God damn it. And rule number three, don't take our advice.
Just don't. I'm so... Like, if you could see the way I live my life, you would never take a single ounce of my advice.
Don't take my advice. I'm too smug.
Fair.
That's. I've not actually read through any of these beforehand, so let's just
do it.
Let's just go in. Oh, here we go. Hello, Hannah and Dan. First time I'm in a fuck buddies type situation.
Ooh.
What are the rules in your opinion? Like how and how often can you contact each other and say something like, yo, kind of want to do the dirty? Are you down? I'm so lost. Don't want to fuck it up because he's hot AF. And I don't know how I found myself in this situation, honestly.
So two things. First of all, never say, yo, kind of want to do the dirty. Are you down?
I would if you know that they will laugh at it in a good way.
Okay, fine.
That's fine.
I think in that situation, when you're in that kind of relationship with someone, you need to set out the ground rules. Like, you actively need to have a chat and say...
Don't ask us, ask them.
Yeah, like, what do you want from this? What do I want from this? Mm-hmm. And set out your stall, and that way you're both on the same page and there's never any sort of, like, games. I think just communicate. Well, communication's the key to any good relationship.
Yeah.
But if you get to the point where you can be fuck buddies and just sort of go... I mean, the point is, there are supposed to be no feelings in a fuck buddy relationship. It's just you're doing this for the fun.
Think of it as doing the admin.
Yeah.
Like, what days are you free? When can I contact you? How much is too much? Just let me know. I'll fill out the paperwork and then we'll do the dirty.
Also, if you want to just get it on, I think, and you have a fuck buddy and you have established that this is what you do together, you're allowed to just text them and go, yo, wanna fuck? I think that's completely fine.
I think that's fine.
Yeah. But if you're saying, don't wanna fuck it up because he's hot AF... I'm concerned that you have more feelings than a fuck buddy.
I mean, she said that she doesn't want to fuck up because he's hot, not because he's an amazing human.
That just sounds a little bit too... I don't know. I
maybe she's just... Well, I don't know if this is a sheep, but maybe this person is, like, really excited about just having regular sex.
With a hot person.
With a really hot person.
Which is completely understandable.
Like, I get that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, that's fair.
But also,
I've assumed. Bad of me. Bad of me.
And also it's your first time doing a fuck buddy kind of thing. So, but I would set ground rules. Doesn't matter that it's only fuck buddy. You still need the ground rules. And
it's got to be healthy.
It doesn't have to be a weird serious moment.
I think it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
If you're being fuck buddies, you're having fun together.
Hey, let's have sex. But like, how often do you want to have sex? Can we just like text each other whenever?
Also, it's a great way to explore what you like.
Yeah.
Like, so just be like, we can try things together and then it'll go wrong and actually I won't judge you.
It makes me really sad that that it's often the people that we're the most intimate with that we can't have intimate conversations with.
That's my favourite part of being in a relationship.
Is having those conversations. Yeah.
That's what I miss. More than anything else in a relationship. Having that kind of person there at 2 a.m. to talk about shit with.
Shit with, especially like how you want the D.
Yeah. Well, not so much how I want the D.
But like how you want to give it.
Well.
Anyway.
I think you're still playing the game.
Do you want to read one?
Yes, from Twitter. Advice for a girl who is socially awkward and wants to be in a relationship. Please, I need help.
I mean, this, I'll always question it when people say I want to be in a relationship in general. Because I feel like you don't really need any advice until you come with a question that's like, I want to be in a relationship with this person.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but at the same time, like, I would be in a relationship. It's just that I haven't met
that person. You're ready for a relationship.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. But I understand the feeling of, like, oh, I do want to be with someone. I don't know who, but I want to be with someone. I'd like to meet someone.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
So I think this person is sort of asking, you know...
I feel like being socially awkward is fine.
I have found the more I like myself, the more people like me. And I know that's hard. But I think before you start wondering how to get into a relationship, just start wondering how to enjoy the positive things about you, of which I'm sure there are many.
I feel like if you think of yourself as socially awkward, also awkwardness is subjective.
Yeah.
Because you've said you're not like socially anxious, like you don't have anxiety, or maybe you do, but you've not included that. But when people say, oh, I'm so awkward, I always just think,
I don't
like,
think many people actually are.
I don't think people are awkward.
I'm lying. I think everyone is awkward.
Yeah, but it's about how you deal with that.
Yeah.
A potentially awkward situation is only made awkward if you don't deal with it right. Yeah. Does that make sense? I think there's so many ways that you could deal with a potentially awkward situation and it not be awkward at all. But that might make it like... difficult for you to put yourself out there or like meet people, but patience.
I say focus on that first and then deal with the
focus on yourself
later.
You're good. You're fine. You're gonna be fine. Okay. Oh, this is an interesting question. How do you guys manage your money?
Not well.
Honestly, by now, I should have mastered this, but I'm 29 and still spend like I have endless funds and then bills come in and I'm like, fuck. Really, it's weird. I get actual bill paying anxiety, like if I pay this, I won't have money. If some cool experience comes my way. Stupid, I know, but advice. I think you give advice on this. I would be the worst to give advice on
this. So, me too, because I live month to month, essentially. Like, I...
No, but that's why you'd be good at giving advice. Right. I don't think about
money. I think sometimes you go, I enjoy... I would this thing would make me happy. That's great, I'll have this. But also, bear in mind that how many months are left in the day? Do I need this? Will I need something later? So I look at things like my phone bill. Yeah. I need my phone. I need to be able to have a good amount of data because that's part of my job. Mm-hmm. So I need to spend a little more on that, which means that do I need to go and buy a coat from Ted Baker for 300 quid?
No.
As gorgeous as those goddamn coats are, I can deal with a cheap one from Amazon for a bit. And then at some point when you get more comfortable, I'll treat myself to that delicious Ted Baker coat.
That delicious Ted Baker coat.
I just think, don't live beyond your means, but don't deny yourself... nice things. Just look for nice things elsewhere.
Yeah. I've always been a really good saver ever since I was got my first bank account. No Jew jokes, please.
I wasn't thinking of them, but I am now.
I know, but listeners are. I know.
Those listeners.
That's the only Jewish stereotype. Oh, I know, actually, I fulfill quite a few Jewish stereotypes.
Do we need to talk about those? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good. I think just be careful.
Yeah, I think...
it's tricky. And
I think you have to discipline yourself.
Yeah, like it is discipline.
You know what your budget is and you just... and then you can find like small places in your budget where you can make those small changes. Also, I would highly recommend watching the Financial Diet YouTube channel.
Okay,
it is good. So good. It's basically financial, money, saving, businessy, career advice for kind of like young people, so like people in their 20s, and it's actually one of the channels that's like funded by the Vlogbrothers.
So they own that channel.
So the Financial Diet.
I trust things when they're involved.
Yeah, the Financial Diet was like originally a blog, and I think what happened was the Vlogbrothers found them and like were like, "Do you want to turn this into a YouTube channel as well?"
Yeah,
and so they have this YouTube channel, and it's so good. Like I love it. I learn so much about just like little ways to save money, or like how to think about money, how to talk about money. It's good.
Yeah,
would recommend.
It's tricky though. Don't beat yourself up too much. But also,
don't buy that £300 Ted Baker coat.
I just think judge every situation as it comes, because it might be the case that you could buy that coat that month, and you'll be fine. But there will be some months where you can't. Just be conscious of what you have and be a bit careful.
Yeah, and maybe preempt the bills.
Yeah.
Like put the money aside
straight away, and then the rest of it is just yours.
Yeah, and then you're not like, oh, I have to spend my money on these bills. Like, you technically will have already mentally spent it. That's what I do, because, like, being freelance, like, paying your own taxes, I just, like, take 20% out of everything, and I'm like, that's not my money.
Yeah.
And so then I'm mentally not spending that money. So then I'm not crying when I have to pay tax.
It doesn't cost anything to open a second account, does it?
No, it's totally free if you want to do that. And then you just pop the money in, just transfer it over.
And the act of swapping money around makes you more conscious of the actual totals.
Because
it's so easy when you just, especially with contactless, you just have no idea what's going.
You can even open a second account that you can access through like your online banking, but you don't have a card for.
Yeah, buddy. I like that. Mm-hmm. Do that.
That's what...
Because that way you have to make effort to get that money.
Yeah.
Good. Take that advice.
Take all the advice. I'm great at money advice. Okay, we're going to do some more drunk advice right after this.
He says, oh, baby girl, you know we're going to be legends. I'm the king and you're the queen and we'll stumble through heaven. If there's a light at the end, it's just the sun in your eyes. I know you wanna go to heaven, but you're human tonight. And I've been sitting at the bottom of a swimming pool for a while now. Drowning my thoughts out with the sound. Do you feel like a young girl? You know the two of us are just young girls. And we'll be flying through the streets with the people underneath. And they're running, running, running. But do you feel like a young girl? You know the two of us are just young girls. And we'll be flying through the streets with the people underneath. And they're running.
That was the end of the song.
Nice.
I was like, is it good? Nope, it's over. All right, more drunk advice. Are you ready?
Do it.
Are you ready? Okay. I hate the feel of condoms, but I know I need to use them. I have a boyfriend, so I know we won't get STIs. I'm considering another form of contraception. Help. First of all, before you're like, I have a boyfriend, so I know we won't get STIs.
Get yourselves checked.
Yeah.
Regularly.
You're absolutely, like... I'm sure you're sure.
Yeah.
Cool. And...
Shit happens.
Yeah. And so I would just, before... If you are going to, like, stop using condoms, both of you, like, go to a clinic together and just get tested and, like...
Make a day out.
Day out. Like, boyfriend time.
Go to the movies afterwards.
It'll be great. Like, we'll just do that. It's not a big deal. Just so you both just on the same page and you're like...
Yeah.
Sweet. We can, like, 100% go and do this now.
Maybe should be regular. Like, you don't have to do it every week, but...
Yeah, interesting. It's like, let's go get checked, make sure you've not cheated on me.
Yeah, well, you don't have to do it together. Like, if you, for your own peace of mind, I would say you should get checked as regularly as you want to.
Maybe I would like say, like, maybe if you're in, like, a long-term relationship, it would be good to do it, like, every 6 months or something. But anyway, condoms. It really bothers me when people are like, I hate the feel of condoms. I'm like, yeah, it feels different, but, like...
I don't know what it feels like for the girl.
But, like, I literally...
It just I imagine it feels like there's a plastic bag being shoved up you.
No. Feels like a dick.
Right. Fair. Nope, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people hate them and I'm just like, oh, that's so sad. You know, there are ones that are like really thin.
Mm.
And also like thinner condoms like stretch better, so they're less likely to break anyway. That's what I've heard. I don't wanna like don't take my word on that, but that's what I've heard.
But I think you need to research and find out what's best. Because I think aren't all different types of contraception going to affect people differently?
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, if you are in a relationship, this conversation about contraception needs to be happening with both of you.
Yeah.
So you need to be talking, like, what are you comfortable with?
Well, that said, like, a condom, I just put it on.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. A pill changes your hormones, or you're going to have a coil put inside you or an implant put inside you. Mm-hmm. That's your decision, I think.
Yes, but then it's also the person who'd be using the condoms decision, even if the other person's on the pill, they might be like, I still want to continue using condoms.
Okay, well, that's fair. But I'm just thinking if you're both on the agreement of we don't want to use condoms anymore, then it's the one who's going to have to put things inside them to choose the other method. Yeah.
Yeah, no, agreed. But I think they should still just be like, this is what I've chosen, and talk about it, and just because talking about stuff is cool. I'm into it. I would say 100% go get tested, both of you together, ideally. Just make a thing of it. Like, it's not weird at all. It's great. And then do your research about all the different kinds of contraceptives out there. Kind of like do like a teenage magazine flowchart. Like, do I want something that I have to remember every day? Do I want something that has hormones in it?
I bet there's a BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah. Do I want something that lasts for a few weeks or a few years? Do I want... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's got to be... You've got to, like, make yourself a checklist of what you would be willing to do for contraception.
Sounds smart to me.
And then check out your options. Talk to your doctor or go to a sexual health clinic, a family planning clinic, and they will get you sorted, mate. The one I have heard wonders about is the Mirena coil, which is the IUS.
Okay. Heard what does that do?
Great things. So it's a coil, so it gets inserted inside you, which is meant to be very uncomfortable and painful, but you just get it inside, and I think it lasts like 5 years, and the Mirena coil is different to the copper coil. So on the copper coil, a lot of people say that they have heavier and more painful periods, and it lasts about 10 years. The good thing about the copper coil is that there's no hormones in it at all.
It sounds pleasing to say.
Copper coil.
Proper copper coil.
But the Mirena coil, it is hormonal, but it is localized.
Right.
So the hormones are only in your womb. Whereas, like, if you take a pill or have an implant, those hormones are going through your whole body in order to get to your womb. And that's why you have all of the side effects, because it's going through your whole body to get there. Whereas the Mirena coil only affects your womb.
Right.
It shouldn't affect the rest of you. And stories that I've heard from friends of mine that are on the Mirena coil, because it's also progesterone only. And, like, the pill that I used to be on was progesterone only instead of estrogen and progesterone, which means that a common side effect is that your periods get lighter and they might even stop completely.
Interesting.
And it lasts, like, 3 to 5 years, depending on which one you get, I think. Or something like that.
Yeah.
If I were to go back on contraception, that's the one I would go for.
That's advice.
Yeah. Me personally.
Yeah.
Everyone is different. Me personally.
Make the choice right for you, not right for someone else.
Yeah. But do your research. Like, I only know this because I have, like... Yeah. Done research about it. Anyway, I spent way too long on that question. Do you want to pick one?
Hi, Dan and Hannah. I've been friends with a girl for 9 years now, mostly because I feel too bad to end it. She constantly lies and judges me based on my sexuality. She now goes to my uni and never leaves me alone. Any ideas on what to do?
We have like a minute to answer this really sad question.
Okay, if she is that way with you, if she's lying to you and judging you, she's not your friend.
She is not your friend.
And I completely understand the nostalgia element of, oh, we've been friends for such a long time, I feel so bad leaving. But if she doesn't feel bad lying and judging you,
yeah,
then you shouldn't feel bad saying you're toxic in my life and I need to not be near you anymore.
You've got a couple options. You say what you said to us. You're like, you constantly lie to me and you judge my sexuality and I don't. That's not what a friend would do. Peace out, bye. or you phase them out. You ghost them.
Yeah.
Which is terrible advice, but like,
it, treat it like a breakup.
Yeah. Oh, you have to. You really have to.
Like, it is a breakup. And I just think, ultimately, it's better. You think like, oh, I feel bad for them, but you'll be better off in the long run. And like, so will they. They'll be fine. People move on.
Yeah. And on that note, thanks, Dan.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on my show again.
Cheers.
Did you enjoy it live?
I enjoyed it live.
Cheers.
Very much.
Woo! If you'd like to listen again to the show or to any of the other shows, you can go to fubarradio.com and download it. And it'll also be available as a podcast on iTunes. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, 6 until 8 p.m. And next week's guest is Melanie Murphy.
Oh, lovely, Melanie.
She is over from Ireland, and we're finally getting her on the Hannah Whitten Show. Finally!
She's never been on it. Brilliant.
No.
That's going to be a good
show. So that's going to be a great show. Make sure you tune in. And good night, everyone. Bye!
Bye!